Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda, and you're listening to the Qalam Podcast. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the stories of the prophets are a source of great strength and comfort for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, it's important for all of us to learn and reflect on these stories and derive the lessons, the strength, and spirituality from the stories of these great and noble prophets that Allah has given to us in the Quran. Therefore, I'm very pleased to share with you the series that I delivered in the Qalam Masjid, on the Qalam campus, all throughout the month of Ramadan 2024, corresponding to 1445 after Hijrah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of benefit for all of us. Please enjoy the series.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Inshallah, continuing with our study of the stories of the prophets in the Quran, today we're going to be talking about the lesson in regards to arrogance, pride, conceit. And we're going to look at the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about all of these characteristics and qualities. And we're specifically going to explore this lesson in regards to the evil and the harm and the detriment of arrogance and pride and conceit through the story of the Prophet Hud alayhi salam. The Prophet Hud alayhi salam, his story is talked about numerous places throughout the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his story in the surah that is named after him as well, Surah Hud, surah number 11. But then his story is mentioned in multiple places throughout the Quran. Surah Fussilat, Surah Al-Qamar, Surah Al-Haqqah, many places. But the story of Hud alayhi salam is that the Prophet Hud alayhi salam was sent to and sent amongst a people that are referred to in the Quran as Qawm Ad. They are the people of Ad. And specifically, what we know about these people from their description in the Quran is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them strength. Both kinds of strength, individually and also collectively. Individually, they possessed a great strength, as some of the narrations mention and the Quran alludes to as well, because they were physically gifted with great strength. They were said to be giants, human beings of huge stature, and they had been given this physical might by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they could rip entire trees out of the ground with their bare hands. And at the same time, while they individually had this physical presence and strength, Allah also gave them collective strength as a community, as a tribe. They were very large in number. They were a huge tribe. And so not only were they individually strong, then they were collectively strong as well. And there are some narrations which refer to the fact that because they were individually so strong and then their numbers were so great, so they were a great, powerful tribe, that they were tyrants on the earth. And the region in which they lived, all other people in that region lived in fear of them. And they dominated over all the people and all the other tribes around them. And born amongst them, raised amongst them, was the Prophet Hud alayhi salam. And he was the prophet of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him revelation and prophethood. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the task that go, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمْ اُعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. And he was told to go and call them back to Allah. Tell them to worship Allah. Tell them not to worship anything else other than Allah. Tell them to conduct themselves with the fear of Allah and the consciousness of Allah, and be mindful of Allah, and be careful about how you act, how you conduct yourself, how you treat other people. But they were arrogant and they did not listen. Allah says, وَتِلْكَ عَادٌ. These people of Aad, جَحَدُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. They rejected all the signs of their Lord, all the message that came to them. وَعَصَوْ رُسُلَهُ. And they rejected belief in all the messengers of Allah. وَاتَّبَعُوا. And what did they choose to follow? أَمْرَ كُلِّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. They chose to remain on the path of arrogance and conceit. And that arrogance and conceit, it got the best of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Fussilat that when Hud alayhi salam, he addressed them and he spoke to them, فَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. They behaved arrogantly upon the earth. They did not listen to the Prophet of Allah that was sent to them. وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. They said, who's more mightier than us? Who's more powerful than us? They had the blessings of Allah, physically and communally, but they allowed those blessings to delude them, to confuse them. They fell into that trap of attributing their blessings to themselves. They said, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. Who's more powerful and mighty than we are? Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا. Did they not understand? Didn't they think about the fact? أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْ قُوَّةً. That the God, Allah, who created them, that He is greater than them and more mightier than them and more powerful than them. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. But ultimately, they denied and rejected and refused the message from Allah. So what ultimately happened with them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا. We unleashed the wind upon them. We unleashed the wind upon them. فِي أَيَّامٍ نَحِسَاتٍ. And the days that followed were truly miserable. لِنُذِيقَهُمْ عَذَابِ الْخِزْيِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And Allah says, this is only a sample of the punishment that they will face in the hereafter. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَخْزَى. And the punishment that they will face in the hereafter is so much worse. وَهُمْ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ. And there will be no one to aid them and help them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Haqqah, Surah number 69, وَمَا عَادٌ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ. Ad, they were destroyed by this wind that was ferocious. It was fierce. Allah unleashed it upon them. سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا. That unleashed, Allah unleashed it upon them for 7 nights and 8 days consecutively. فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى. And what did you find afterwards? These big, tall, strong giants. Such impressive creation of Allah. They looked like mountains in human form. Sar'a. You saw them lying around dead, lifeless. كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ. It looked like if a tornado blew through like a forest and you would just see the trunks of the trees just lying around, scattered about. That's what they looked like after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's punishment was done with them. فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ. Was there anything left of them to see? Was there anything of them that remained? Absolutely not. They were completely removed and eradicated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَأُتْبِعُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةً وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That and what will follow them in this dunya is the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also the curse of Allah on the day of resurrection. Ala inna adan kafaru rabbahum. That Ad, they disbelieved in their Lord. Ala bu'dan li adin qawmi hud. And ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, cursed and miserable are the people of Ad, the people that Hud alayhi salam was sent to, because of their ultimate disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the moral that I wanted to extract from the discussion today of the Prophet Hud alayhi salam is the evil of arrogance, pride, conceit. Earlier today, Dr. Farhan was telling us about the situation he saw in Gaza. That's what we're seeing with these murderers, these oppressors. This is that arrogance and conceit. Man ashaddu minna quwwatan. They're pounding their chest. Who's more powerful than us? Allah is more powerful. And while that is a reality that we are seeing, and we need to connect that to the Quran and reflect on it, at the same time, it's also very important that we all reflect on ourselves individually and make sure that we never fall prey and victim, and we never allow ourselves to be overtaken by this arrogance, this conceit and pride. Allah tells us in the Quran in Surah Luqman, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah does not love boastful and arrogant people. That's why even when we worship Allah, we pray Isha, we stand and pray 20 raka'at, we pray through Salat al-Witr, we listen to a juz or more of the Quran, and we offer all this ibadah and worship. When we're done, we don't turn around and say, yeah, I did it. I killed it today. No. When we get done, the Prophet ﷺ taught us, we say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Forgive me, Ya Rab. Forgive me, forgive me. Because you gave me the ability to worship you, but I did not fulfill its right. Humility. Because the Prophet ﷺ taught us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allaha, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifts and raises a people. Man tawada'a lillahi, رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ. That when a person humbles themselves for the sake of Allah, whether it be before Allah or with the people, but when a person humbles themselves for the sake of Allah, Allah will lift that person up both in this dunya and in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the people that are humble. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu wa la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa